Do you want stronger communities? Make them all about the children. That's the advice from Virginia Tech researchers. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here with more information. Tell us more, Doug.
In early childhood circles, there's a famous study called the Abe Sedarian Project. It's famous because it provided several at-risk children access to high-quality early childhood programs in North Carolina way back in 1971. For 50 years, researchers had followed these children into adulthood and monitored their success. So it's a great example of how we know that positive early childhood experiences stay with us throughout life.
The first 5 years last forever, as Maryland Family Network always says. So what do Virginia Tech researchers have to do with this decades-long North Carolina study?
Virginia Tech has summarized what factors worked well and what didn't in the Abe Sedarian Project. They suggest this summary can be used as a playbook for communities to do what the research tells us works, but also to coordinate community services so everyone that a child encounters is working for the same goal, healthy outcomes.
So childcare, healthcare, and social services all working together and communicating with each other about what is best for the child.
Exactly. But the researchers also suggest that the private sector be brought to the table to talk about jobs for adults, attracting new businesses, making communities more livable, all things that make life more stable for children.
People love to say there's no handbook for raising children, but there kind of is. There is more and more research like this out there that shows us what works if we work together and invest in success.
The Abe Sedarian Project and others have shown us time and again that investing in the early years of a child's life pays dividends when it comes to educational, social, and health benefits, as well as supporting stronger families.
We are so grateful that Maryland Family Network is working to bring more groups to the table to help create stronger communities and healthier children. Find out more at weaa.org. See you next week.